Welcome to Tret Shorts. Tret Shorts is an opportunity for our audience to get a quick exploration into a real estate topic. I'm Stefan Martin, and this is a Tret Short. So we are back recording Tret Shorts, something I'm very excited about. And, you know, I'm still on the fence as to whether or not this qualifies as a short or this qualifies as a the beginnings of a full-blown podcast, because the purpose of the Tret Shorts were basically to just explore a real estate topic, introduce something really quickly, possibly start a conversation. And not necessarily go into all the sides, but just to quickly give a perspective on a particular topic. But in this particular Tret Short, I definitely want to explore something. And that's being true to yourself and understanding your strengths and your weaknesses. One of the things that I learned through this little hiatus on the podcast was that I had to retool how I was approaching the podcast. I had to be honest with myself about what my strengths and my weaknesses were so that I didn't burn myself out doing tasks that catered to my weaknesses. And one of those tasks, as I've probably mentioned before, is the editing. And so editing actually just took me out of the podcasting game. Listening to myself and trying to make the person that I recorded turned into the person that I sounded in my head, or that I heard in my head, was the death of the podcast. I would cut out so many so many pauses, so many buts, that I'd spend hours upon hours editing, trying to make this perfect conception. I wouldn't even say perfect, just trying to conform to a conception of myself that I had in my head. And it was exhausting. And it was exhausting editing out a lot of what naturally came from the podcast. And so in my couple of months that I took to think about it, I realized I need to present to the world and to my audience a version of myself that's more authentic. And if editing is going to be the thing that takes me out, maybe I don't spend as much time doing that. And so a lot of what you're going to hear going forward is indeed it's going to be more raw. It's going to be less edits. You're going to hear more of my vocal cadence. It's probably going to sound less polished. Well, it's definitely going to sound less polished. And that's because I'm going to take a minimalist approach to editing. But this is also, or this can also be applied to real estate as well. In my earlier years, and when I first started Tret, if you look back at the early posts, a lot of them were as technical as I could get. And as a result of that, I spent a lot of time looking up mathematical equations, learning mathematical relationships. And although I find I'm very capable of understanding the mathematical concepts behind real estate, to be honest, computation isn't my strong suit. I rely on Excel heavily, and I'm not as detail-oriented in that area as I should be. And so I spent a lot of years banging my head against the wall, struggling with how to learn all these various equations for whole loans and valuations for mortgage-backed securities. And I wasn't even in that world per se. I wasn't trying to price an underlying assumption for a hedge or an underlying assumption for a pricing model of a package of loans. I maybe did that for a couple of years when I had my company, the Crescent Brook Group. But as an attorney, I never had to worry about that. And the business that I ideally want to raise capital for is not going to require me to be in that role. So after a couple of years, and yes, as embarrassed as I am to say, a couple of years of trying to bang my head against the wall of computational, I guess, competence, I decided that I had to be true to myself and just proceed forward with the skills that I have. I was a realtor for a number of years. I am an attorney. I did trade in a secondary market. I did spend some time at a big bank, although it was a summer. I did get to see the inner workings of what a large bank looks like on both the legal side and on the sales side. And so I really want to lean into that more rather than try to become someone I'm not, which is a quant. Now, that's not to say that I won't try to strengthen my knowledge in those areas, but I recognize that that is not where my strength lies. And you know, it's important to work on your weaknesses so that you can get to a certain level, but you really have to lean into your strengths. I remember when I was in law school and the on-campus interviews were happening, and because I had made a decision to continue to pursue my teaching career at the time, my license had expired during a lot of the on-campus interviews. And so I had to take courses to renew my license. And so I missed a lot of it. And so that was in my 1L year, in the summer of my 1L year. And so in the summer of my final year, I had to go in as a rising 3L. And I told everyone that was questioning why I would participate when there's such limited odds that I have to play the hand that I was dealt. God gave me a certain set of resources. I put myself in a certain set of circumstances, and I have to take all of that and do the best I can with it. And I believe I did pretty well. I was able to work hard and open the door to a number of opportunities that would have remained closed if I really didn't work hard. So it's the same thing. I really leaned into my strengths at that time and was able to get into the Attorney General's office and really learn a great deal and do some good work. And that's a lesson for life. That's a life lesson that we have to lean into our natural strengths, capitalize on those. And once we've gotten to a certain level, we can go back and we can go on and we can work on our weaknesses. But I believe it was Magic Johnson that said in one of his books, I can't remember which book it was, but I believe it was his autobiography or his book on business. That's what I believe it was, his book on business. You lean into your strengths and you work on your weaknesses, but ultimately your weaknesses are only going to become as good as the mediocrity of somebody who's great. So if you're not great at something, you shouldn't expect to be one of the world's greatest in that over time. What you can do is you can bring that weakness to a certain level where you're able to operate functionally in it, where it doesn't hold you back, and maybe where it's a little bit higher than the average person. But the amount of effort necessary to bring a weakness to the level of high competency is probably not worth the amount of effort, or the same, will probably not give you the same return as that same time spent on honing, perfecting, and furthering yourself in one of your strengths. So look forward to some more podcasts, but more raw podcasts. Look forward to an opportunity for us to share more, but for it to be less polished. And I thank you for spending your time with me. Have a great day. The information given in this recording is for information purposes only and should be independently verified. All views expressed are those of the speaker alone and cannot be attributed to any other party. The Real Estate Think Tank does not wish to proceed in such a way that can be interpreted as an offer, a sale, a solicitation, an advertisement, an offer to purchase, or a solicitation of an offer to purchase for a security. No legal advice was given during the course of this recording. All parties should seek out a competent professional in the area for which such advice is sought. This has been a production of the Real Estate Think Tank.